Well, we've been listening to Dale and Charlotte talk a lot about tracks, so we're going to do a demonstration for you that we did in our class to help the students learn what paleontologists can find out from dinosaur tracks. Ryan's going to help me out here. He's got a piece of clay, and Ryan, I need for you to get the clay kind of smoothed out real nicely so that we'll be able to see the tracks that you're going to make. You know, kind of spread that clay out real good. And then he's going to make some walking tracks and running tracks, and we're going to try to see if we can tell a difference in those. So why don't you start with the walking tracks, Ryan? Make them good and deep so we'll be able to see them on the camera. There you go. And obviously this is a dinosaur that walked on two legs. Okay, now why don't you make us some running tracks. Yeah, there you go. Good job. And then we can see, if we look at these tracks, that the walking tracks are shallow and they're closer together, where the running tracks are much deeper and farther apart. This is just one of the things that paleontologists can learn from studying dinosaur tracks. What are some other things they might learn from the tracks, Ryan?
How big the dinosaur is, which way it's going, how does it move, like on 1 foot or two feet or four.
Right, that's good. And so studying tracks is a really good way to learn about dinosaurs. Another good thing that you can do is actually go out and make some tracks of your own and try it out for yourself in some sand or soft dirt. And that's a lot of fun too, isn't it, Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.